Okay, Shalom Rabosei, today's daf is Erevin daf Tzadi Beis. We're on the bottom of Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis, last line, Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi. Still in the middle of this machogos between Rav and Shmuel, and within Rabbi Shimon's Shita. Rabbi Shimon had said you can carry from all these different type of reshuyos, from a chotzer to a karpev to a gag. And Rav said that's only if there's no Erev there, but if there is an Erev there, we're concerned that you may bring items from the house into the chatzar, and then those items into the other reshuyos, which would be aser, because there's no Erev between the house and the karpef, for example, but even though there is an Erev from the house to the chatzar, which enables you to bring items out, we're concerned you may bring those items then into other reshuyos. And Shmuel says, no, it's mutter to carry, we're not concerned, we're not gozer. It's therefore mutter to carry from the roof to the karpef, to the gag, to the chatzar, etc., even if there is an eruv between the house and the chatzar. And Rabbi Yochanan had said that the halacha is light, right? He had agreed with Shmuel that you're allowed to do this regardless of whether there's an eruv or not. So Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, Mi Am Rabbi Yochanan Hachi? Is that really what Rabbi Yochanan said? Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say halacha k'stam mishnah, right? That the halacha is like a stam mishnah without an author. It's not that we learned in a mishnah, right? A couple of weeks ago. Kotel shebein shnei chatzeros kavoi asara v'rochav arba. If you have two chatzeros, if you have two courtyards, and you have a wall that's 10x4 in between them, ma'arvin shnayim v'im ma'arvin echad. You cannot join those two chatzeros together. You have to make two separate erivin. Hayu barosho peros. If you had produce on the top of this 10x4 wall, so elu olim mikan va'ochlim, elu olim mikan va'ochlim, when either people from either chatzar can go up and eat that produce, ubilvach lo yoridu lamata, as long as they don't bring it down with them. So seemingly, again, what's the situation over here? You have different eruvim. You have an eruv in each chatzar. But you're not allowed to bring from this rishus, from between the 10x4 wall, which is its own rishus, right? The chora is the same rishus as the chatzer, but you're not allowed to bring the produce down into the chatzer. So that seems to prove that if there is an eruv, you're not allowed to transfer from all these rishuyos. So the Gemara says, "My lamata, lamata, labatim." So no, it means, what does it mean you're not allowed to bring it down? It means you're not allowed to bring it down into the house. Okay, that I understand. That already aligns with Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. Everybody agrees that you're not allowed to bring from this Rishus into the house, because the Eruv is between the house and the Chatzer, not between the house and the top of this wall. The Gemara says, "V'atani Rabbi Chia, didn't Rabbi Chia say, 'V'el bilvach lo yehei zeh omi b'mkomo v'ochal, v'zeh omi b'mkomo v'ochal'?" Didn't Rabbi Chia say that as you can eat the stuff on top of the wall as long as you're not standing in the chatzar and eating, meaning you have to go onto the top of the wall, but you can't bring it down to the chatzar. So it seems to imply that lamata means you can't bring the produce to the chatzar. So Gemara says something interesting, right? Very often we have stiros and brises and mishnayos, but here the Gemara says, Amrilei b'chi Rebbe lo shana. Right? Rebbe didn't include this little qualification, this little tidbit in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Chia minayin lo. So where did Rabbi Chia get it from? It must not be true. It must not be correct. Rebbe would have included that little piece of information in the Mishnah. If Rebbe wrote the Mishnah in a way that can only be understood as carrying from the top of the wall to the house, it must be that that's the case. It's not, you know, it's not carrying from the top of the wall to the chatzer. Okay, so again, this stira between Mishnah and Brisa is apparently illegitimate. Okay, either way. Fine, so therefore Rabbi Yochanan's Shita checks out, right? He can still hold like the Stam Mishnah and still hold that that Rabbi Shimon would agree, would hold that you can have a transfer from all Rishuyos, even if there is an Eruv, because this Stam Mishnah doesn't contradict at all, right? This doesn't contradict at all. It just says that carrying from the top of the wall to the house is Asr, which everybody would be masking to. Okay. Itmar, it was said, Shtei chatzeros v'churva achas b'nehem. Let's say you have two chatzeros, and now you have a ruin in between the two of them. Achas irva v'achas lo irva. And each chatzer, right, one of the chatzeros had an eruv to its house, and one of them did not. So in one eruv, you're allowed to carry items from the houses to the chatzer. One item, you are not, because there's no eruv. So Rav Huna says, Nosnin osa lazu shalo irva. We give the churva, the area, that space, to the chatzer that has no eruv, because we're, again, same idea, that we're not concerned that there'll be items from the house in the chatzer that may make their way into the churva. Since there's no eruv, there are no items from the house in the chatzer. But to the chotzer that has an iruv, look, we're not going to allow you to carry into the churva from that chotzer, because dilma asir lafuke mani debatim the churva, because sometimes that will cause an ability. You may have a situation where you bring items from the house into the chotzer, and then those items will end up make their way into the churva, and that's asir because the iruv is only between the house and the chotzer, not the house and the churva. So that's how Rav Huna understands. V'chir bar Rav, Rav's son understands. Amar, he says, afla she'irva. Right, you give the churva, you give the ruin to both eruv, both chatzeros, the one that had an eruv and the one that did not have an eruv. Ushter and asuros, and neither of them. And therefore, what does that mean? That means that neither of them are allowed to carry into the ruin. Vim tomar shtem mutaros. Why don't you tell me that it belongs to both of them and both of them? Therefore, mutter. Right? Therefore, mutter for both chatzeros to carry in. So the Gemara says, "Mipnei ma ein nosen chatzer shel irva lechatzer she'irva," because you have it's the same as another case. Right? Another case where you have a chatzer that has an eruv and a chatzer that does not have an eruv. We say you're not allowed to carry from one to the next. So it's the same thing. We're concerned that you may end up with items from the house in this chatzer which has no eruv. Right? That you may come to transfer them. Right, to the other chatzer, right? You had a house to chatzer has one eruv, but the other chatzer is not included in that eruv. You may end up carrying items from the house outside of the chatzer to which it has an eruv. So the same thing over here. By the ruin, we don't want to end up with items in the ruin that did not since the ruin was not included in the eruv. So Gemara says, Hasam, no, that's not a good comparison at all. Because Hasam came to Mitzri Mani Debatin Bechatzer Asi Lafuke. A chatzer is protected. The items, so therefore you may come to bring items from the house into the chatzer. But haka b'churva came to lomitri, but a ruin is all blown out, and there are no walls, and there's no roof, and there's no nothing. So therefore, mani de chatzer b'churva lo ase lafuke. So people are not going to bring items into the ruin, and therefore you don't have to be gozer that people might bring items from the house to the chatzer, and then from the chatzer into the ruin. So therefore, it very well could be that it's mutter for both chatzeros to carry into this ruin. So Gemara says, "Yikidamei." Some people report that actually it was the opposite. The Chiyah Barav, Amar the Chiyah Barav said, "Afla she'irva u'shter mutaros." The Chiyah Barav said, "No, the churva belongs to both chatzeros, and both of them are mutter." Vim tomer shtei masuros. And if you'll tell me that both of them should be aser, why the fisha ain't nosen chatzer shul irva the chatzer she'irva? Because in a case when you have two chatzeros that are next to each other, and one of them has an eruv and one of them doesn't, you're not allowed to carry from one eruv to the next. So no, those cases are not comparable because hasam it came with the mitzri mani debatim chatzer lo sharu bu rabbanan dasila fuke. Excuse me, because since the chatzeros are protected, they're going to guard and watch over the items. So we did not allow you to carry from one chatzer to the next, because it could be that people will take items from the house and leave it in the chatzer, and then take items from the chatzer into the other chatzer, which was not included in the eruv. Baval b'churva, but a churva lo mintri, a churva is not protected, and therefore people are not bringing items into the ruin at all. Okay, new Mishnah. Gag gadol samach l'gag samach l'katan. If you have a big roof that is next to a small roof, where you have two buildings that are connected to each other, they're joined together, right? Obviously, there's one bigger than the other, and the roofs are therefore also bigger than the other. We had this before. So therefore, if they're connected, if the roofs are connected, so agadol mutar v'akatan asar, you're allowed to carry items from the house to the big roof, but you're not allowed to carry items from the house to the small roof. Chatzer, and similarly, chatzer gedola shenifritz alektana. If you have a big chatzer that is open to a smaller chatzer, so gedola muteris from ktana asura, you're allowed to carry into the chatzer, the bigger chatzer, but you're not allowed to carry into the smaller chatzer. Mepnei shehik piska shal gedola, because the smaller chatzer is like the entranceway to the bigger one. And again, if you have the diagrams, that very much helps. If not, so again, to kind of try and paint the picture for you, if you're standing in a big chatzer, and you have walls on three sides, and the fourth side, right? It opens up into a smaller chatzer. But if it's a smaller chatzer, that means that on the fourth side, the walls start, right, and then they stop, right, and then they end up, right, and they take a turn, right, and they go further I guess turns either right or left, depending on which way direction you're coming from, and then they encircle the smaller chatzer. So you, on the fourth side, you have the beginnings of a wall, and therefore, you know, that's it's almost like it's kind of closed off. But, so if you're standing in the big chatzer, you see the fourth wall, right? You see the beginnings of the fourth wall. If you're standing in the smaller chatzer, so then you have three walls all around you, but the fourth side is completely open. To the big chatzer. That's Nivritza Kulo, right? That's already, it's open completely, and therefore you're not allowed to carry into that small chatzer. Okay, and the Gemara says, one second, but the roof and the chatzer case are exactly the same. So Gemara says, Labali Lemisni Tarti. So what do you need both of them for? So this goes back to what we discussed a little bit earlier, a couple of days ago. Whether you apply good asik to a wall, to a mechitza she'eno minkara, that if the wall is not visible, do you apply good asik? Good asik again means that we take the wall and we make it as if it goes up, and therefore it makes mechitzos all around. So for example, if you have the case of the roof, so you have the walls of each house, right, they go straight up, right, so therefore the roof is technically enclosed. But there's one wall that adjoins, that connects the two buildings, right? One bigger, one smaller. That wall that connects the two buildings is hidden. You can't see it. So according to Rav, we're not going to apply good asik to a wall that's hidden. According to Shmuel, you will. And therefore, again, then we have machlokes and makorli. So according to Rav, the Rav katani gad dumi de chotzer. The comparison in the Mishnah is that the roof is like a chotzer. Ma chotzer minker mechitzasa af gag minker mechitzasa. Just like by a chotzer, you can see the walls. So too, you have to be able to see the walls by the roof. How do you see the walls by the roof? There are no walls around the roof. So it has to be that the roof, Rashi says over here, Rashi Dibra Maschil Afgag, if you look third Rashi on the Gemara, it's like eight lines up in the fat lines there. So Rashi there over says that the roof has to be even with the wall, so that if you look down from the roof, you can see the wall. But if the roof extends over the wall, so then we're not going to play good asik, because again, then the wall is hidden, it's not visible, and therefore we're not going to apply good asik. So Rav says that the case has to be where the roof is lined up with the wall, doesn't extend over, and therefore we'll say good asik, and it's as if you're standing in a gag, it's as if you're standing in a chatzar, that would be the same case. Shmuel says, "Gag to me the chutzre." What's the comparison? That ma chutzre the gadar si la rabbi, ma gag nami gadar si la rabbi. Just like a chutzre is a place where a lot of people walk, so too the roof here, the roof case here, is also where people are walking from one roof to the next. Therefore, you're not going to apply good asik to that wall because it's a mechitza shadar si be rabbi. It's a mechitza that is trampled by a lot of people, and therefore we're not going to apply good asik. Okay. So now the Mishnah had said, at the end, that this funny language, that mepnei heap kepiska shal gadola, that the small roof, or the small chatzer, right, either way, is like the opening, or the entrance, to the bigger one. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? So, Yosef, Rabba, Berevzera, Rabba, Baruchanov, Yosef, Abai, Gavayu, right, all these Rebbeim were sitting around, Yosef, Gamre, they were talking Torah, and they said, Shema minami masnisen, we learn from our Mishnah, that diuri gadola v'ktana, that literally means the dwellers in the big one have rishus in the small one. V'ein diurei kitana v'gedola, but the people who live in the small one are not allowed to have rishus in the big chatzer. What does that mean, Ketzad? What does that mean, Bichlal? The idea is almost like it's almost like the big chatzar goes into the smaller one, but the small chatzar does not go into the bigger one. So who cares? So the Gemara is going to list a bunch of different nafkaminas through a lot of random realms of halacha. The first one we start with is Kelei HaKerem. Kelei HaKerem is that you're not allowed to plant, grains in a vineyard. Right? That's already Kelayim, and therefore both of the items involved are asur behana if you do so, right? If all the conditions are there. So the Gemara says, Gefanim b'gedola. Let's say there's a grapevine, there's a gefen in the big chatzer. So asur lezoros ha'ketana. You're not allowed to plant grains in the smaller chatzer, right? Because that's kalei hakerem, because they're considered to be connected. V'im Zara, and if you did, Zroim Asurim, the seeds in the small one, the small chatzar are asur, but Gefanim Mutarim. But the vineyards are in the big one, and the big chatzar is mutar. Gefanim Biktana, if the grapevines are in the smaller one, however, mutar Lizroas Hagadola, then it's mutar to plant, you know, and grains and seeds and whatever in the big one. Because it's as if, right? It's as if they're not there. Right? So Rashi and Tosfos have a different understanding of what exactly is going on. Rashi says it depends on the wall and the partitions and whatever. Tosfos says that's not at all what's going on over here. Tosfos do remaskle gefanim, and I understand Tosfos a little better, so we'll go with Tosfos. He basically says that the iser is kalei akerem, that the iser is to plant grains in a vineyard, not to plant a vineyard in a field. So if the big one has the vineyard, then you have an issue of kilei akerem, because it's as if you're planting seeds in the small chatzer, in the big chatzer, right? That's next to the big chatzer, because again, the big one has rishus in the small one. But if the vineyard's in the small chatzer, so the small chatzer does not have rishus in the big chatzer, so therefore it's considered as if they're separate. So when you plant the seeds in the big chatzer, so it's not like you're planting seeds and grains in a vineyard, because the vineyard has no rishus into the big chutz. Okay, that's one area of halacha, that the big one has rishus in the small one, the small one does not have rishus in the big one. What about the other one? So what about another one? Isha begdola veget bektana. Let's say, right, again, rachman l'tzlan, if a person wants to give his wife a get, so you don't actually have to give the wife to the get, you just have to put it in a chatzer which the wife either owns or is present, right, is standing in. So if the woman, and then she's koneh that way, and that's it. So isha begdola veget bektana. Let's say the woman is in the big chatzer, and the get is thrown into the small chatzer. So then miskareshes, then they are divorced, because again, the big chatzer has rishus in the small chatzer. But isha bektana veget begdola, but the opposite. If the woman is standing in the small chatzer, and you throw the get into the big chatzer, so then in miskareshes, then that does not work, because again, the small chatzer does not have any rishus in the big chatzer. What about another Shaila that is shaykh for nowadays, unfortunately, with all the outdoor minyanim and the corona stuff, etc. Tzibur begdola v'shlich tzibur bektana. Let's say the guy davening for the amud is in the other chatzer, right? The tzibur is davening in the big chatzer, but the shlich tzibur is in the smaller chatzer. So then yotzi nechovasim. Then everybody that works, they're yotzi because, right, the shlich tzibur is as if he's in the chatzer with everybody in the big chatzer, because the big chatzer has rishus in the small chatzer. But tzibur bektana, shlich tzibur the bigdola. But if it's the opposite, then ain yotzi nechovasim. Then it doesn't work out, because it's not considered as if the shlich tzibur is with the rest of the minion. Similarly, tisha begdola v'yachin bektana. Let's say you have the majority, the nine people in the minyan, and you have one guy in the small chatzer. So then mitzdarfin, then they combine to become one minyan. But the opposite, tisha bektana v'yachin begdola. Right, if there are nine people in the small chatzer and one in the big chatzer, so then ein mitzdarfin, then they do not combine. Now, in a chenam, there are a lot other halachos in play here. The Mishnah Berurah already talks about whether you can see them. If you can't see them, you can't see them. Could be that if you can see each other, you can do mitzvah. But okay, on face value, again, just if they're in different locations, so then they're not considered to be part of the minyan, right? So therefore, if you have nine guys in the small one and one guy in the big one, so then they don't combine, because the nine are looking to combine with the one. Right, and that's the small one has no rishus in the big one. Tzoa begdola asur lekros kriyashma bekitana. And similarly, if there's human waste or animal waste, any type of feces in the big ones, then you're not allowed to say kriyashma the smaller one. But tzoa bektana. But if it's in the smaller one, so then mutar lekros kriyashma begdola. Then it is mutar to say kriyashma in the big one. Amar luhu Abaye said now. After we're done with all of that, Amar Abaye said, if that's true, if all of this is true, you're allowed to, whichever halacha that you want, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's talking about, right, he's talking about kilayim here, if, again, what did we say? We said if the grapevine is in the big chatzer, so you're not allowed to plant the small chatzer, but if it's in the small chatzer, then you are allowed to plant in the big chatzer. So Abaye says, "In kein matzino mechitza le'iser." Wait, then you find that there's a mechitza that's going to cause an iser. Shel male ein mechitza, because if there was no mechitza between the two chatzeros, meaning if there was no sorry. If there's no mechitza between the two chatzeros, meaning if it was if they were just straight up, if it was one full chatzer, so then marchik arba amos v'zorea. The halacha is that you can space it out, right, between four amos, and then plant whatever you want four amos away from the vineyard. V'ilahashta asura. But now that you're telling me that that there's a, what's it called, that there that you have this design, this big chatzer, small chatzer thing, so that's no good. So Rabbi Zeir, what are you talking about? What's the problem? Well, you can other find other cases where you have a mechitza that's you made a mechitza thinking that it would help, and it's really going to answer something. Vatanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Chatzer Gedola, where's this Mishnah? It doesn't have a thing. That's why I'm cutting. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay. Is it a quote from our Mishnah? Yeah, I guess it must be a quote from our Mishnah, but I don't think he had the language of Nifritza, right? Does it say Nifritza? Yeah, I don't think it's our Mishnah. Okay, yeah, I'm not sure. A quote from a Mishnah. Chatzar gedola shenifritza l'ketana. If you have a big chatzar, oh yeah, maybe where I was looking. Yeah, that is our Mishnah. My bad. Okay, I was looking at the beginning. Didn't our Mishnah say that chatzar gedola shenifritza l'ketana? If you have a big chatzar that's open to a small chatzar, it's a gedola mudaris. If the big one is mutter, uketana asura, right? You can't carry into the small one though. The pneshi kipischa shagedola, like it's the entrance. Vilu hishva es gifufeha. But if you evened out the gifufa, right, the side walls, right, the side walls on the fourth side, of the big chatzer, if you had evened it out, again, a diagram is really helpful here, but if you basically would take the eastern and west walls of the small chatzer and extend it down through so that it hits the end of the big chatzer, meaning that therefore you even it all out and basically make it into one big chatzer instead of a big into a small, right? Now you make it into, right, each chatzer has the same width now, because you extended those mechitzos all the way down, right? So that's one big chatzer. So therefore, gedola nami asura. So that would also be asur for the people in the big chatzer to carry into their chatzer, right? So the amarlei. So you do see a case where mechitz is actually going to be negative and detrimental and make things asur. So amarlei. So Abai said back to Rabbi Zeiros, and then we'll stop with this here. Right? This whole discussion continues to tomorrow. But Abai said to him, no, hasam siluk mechitzosu. That's only removing mechitzos, meaning what are you doing when you extend the walls of the small chatzer? So then you're removing the mechitzos of the big chatzer. Right? You're not building extra mechitzos, you've basically removed the big chatzer, the mechitzos of the big chatzer. So therefore, when you're doing that, that's not called building a mechitza, that's removing a mechitza, and therefore that's going to create the isra. Okay, we'll continue after chazer's a little bit tomorrow, right? Just to pick up in the middle of the conversation. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.